Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had. It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a new business, and we'd like to ask our panel a question to get their opinion on a very important issue. So today's question is going to be how to spot unseen opportunities as an entrepreneur. So let's go to Jessica. Welcome to the show, Jessica. So nice to see you. How do you spot unseen opportunities as an entrepreneur?
Well, I do this by just consistently putting myself in the shoes of my audience and our potential customers. And while I can't do that for people who are coming to visit London because I live in London, I do that whenever I travel abroad, and I love to travel. So I'm always traveling multiple times a year. And every time I go somewhere new, I pay really close attention to what are the things that I'm searching for that I need help with? What are the things I need to know? What is something that I'm like, actually, it would be so cool if I could just like buy this thing or find this really easily? And I basically take notes every trip that I go on. And it's a really good reminder of, first of all, what it's like to be in my customer's shoes. But I can kind of dig in and be like, oh, actually, we don't cover this topic enough, or maybe there's a guide we can do about this. Because if I'm having a problem with this in a different city, then maybe it's something that people in London or in Paris need help with too. So I always am just on the lookout for things like that while I'm also traveling.
That's really a great idea. And getting out of your regular routine and shifting your perspective and putting yourself in the shoes of your customers is really a great way to find new ideas. Donna? What about you? How do you spot unseen opportunities as an entrepreneur?
Well, I like to look at it in two different steps. The first step, similar to Jessica, is putting yourself in a room of the people that you would like to be with, collaborate with, people who are your mentors, people who can open up doors for opportunities for you. But it's not just being in the same room as them, because I don't think unseen opportunities are to be spotted. For me, it's more of a feeling. It's an intuition. And it's when you're living in that harmonic flow, opportunities present themselves. And it's not this big, grand, loud announcement. It might be that quiet whisper inside. And sometimes it's feeling, it's like, oh, I have to answer that phone call, but not this one. Or it's the person sitting next to you on a plane. And it's looking inside for those opportunities while being in those external environments, because we're not looking outside. And if we're too busy looking outside of ourselves, we're going to miss the opportunities. So it's like, what do you resonate with? It's like a tuning fork. When one is at a note of C, you're also at a note of C.
I love that, because paying attention to your intuition is so important. We have all sorts of things going on in our head and our subconscious all the times. And lots of times they speak wisdom to us. And if we just pay attention to that, we'll find more opportunities, business opportunities, but other opportunities. So thank you very much for that. Ian, how do you spot unseen opportunities as an entrepreneur?
I'm actually going to go a bit of a different direction. I'm going to kind of use technology. And for me, the thing that I've always found incredibly powerful is to listen to the questions that are being posed. Questions from your customer, questions from partners, even potentially questions from job seekers. What are the questions that people are asking? Because that usually exposes some intent. Now, what's interesting here, you think about, well, that seems pretty basic. I mean, how valuable could that be? Well, if you think about Google, which is really the first place that most people go when they have questions, well, let me just go Google that. Google pays billions of dollars to partners like Apple to try and make sure that the Google search engine is where people turn to first. Because what Google has figured out is that there is so much power behind the questions that people ask that it is so valuable they have to be in that position. And so as entrepreneurs, I think we can all take away from that. Listen, if Google's spending billions of dollars, maybe this is something we should pay attention to too.
I think that's a great suggestion too. And I really love this discussion that we're having because everybody approaches it, you know, slightly differently. So Jessica talked about putting herself in the shoes of her customers. Donna talked about listening to her intuition, and Ian talked about using technology to sometimes cover areas that we're not so aware of. So I think this has been a fantastic discussion. Elizabeth.
I just like to learn as many new things as I possibly can. That's basically what I live for. And then sometimes I can put them together and say, wow, wouldn't it be cool to do it like this? Or, you know, this seems like an unmet need and people are starting to address it, but maybe I can jump in here.
I think I rely on a combination of really all of the things what Elizabeth has said and what our guests have said. It's not just a one size fits all approach for me. I like to do a lot of different things, but spotting those opportunities as an entrepreneur is critical because you have to move your business in the right directions, and distinguishing yourself from other companies is so important. Finding those unseen opportunities is one of the ways to do that. So thanks, everybody. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.